Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Shalom Bayis, Shir number 183. In the last year, we started talking about the nine midos, the nine ways that it is forbidden to have relations between a husband and a wife. And we explained that because the true purpose of Mitzvah Oina is an act of love and unity, it becomes obvious, as we said in the end of last year, that the common denominator missing from the act in most of those nine midos, those nine attributes, was in fact the core component of what Oina is supposed to be, is the heart and the love and the care. And though it may be during a time when halachically permits relations, and it looks like it's exactly the same mitzvah, exactly as usual, it's the kavana, if the pure will and intention of uniting physically to unite emotionally, if that's absent, then it destroys the whole purpose of it. The whole purpose of the union is missing. If they're in extreme conflict, if they have these issues that we talked about last time, so the whole purpose of the union is missing. So that is the issue. So now the heart, the feelings, the affection is the common denominator. And you see this in the Rishonim. The Tor brings down, it's fascinating, Tor Evan Ezer Simchav Hei Sif Aleph. He says, he's going on the B'nai Meriva, the children of conflict, meaning when they're fighting, in extreme fighting with one another, and they are in relation to one another. It says, then the union is similar to prostitution. Why? Kivan she'ena mitoich ahava, because it's not out of love. It's out of to scratch an itch, a lust, whatever it is, but if they are really battling and clearly disliking each other and rude and harsh to each other, then, again, it's kemoiznos. It's not mamishnos. It's technically mutter. It's husband and wife. It's the clean period, whatever, but it's kemoiznos. Why? Kivan she'ena mitoich ahava, because it's not out of love. The Ravid writes on b'nei shikrus, meaning when they're drunk, the lashon of the Ravid is shu shikr, if he's drunk, oishehi shikaira, or she's drunk, the ein bahem kavanas ahava, same concept, they don't have the intent of love, that intent to love each other, and the caring is not there when they are drunk. The Rambam writes, Hilchos Deos, Perek Hei, Halacha Dalid, Lo Yishneim, Lo Shikairim, Lo Yatzlanim, not lazy, not drunk, Lo Yatzlanim, not depressed, Lo Yechemem, not one of them, not even man or a woman, Lo Yishena, shouldn't be sleeping, and not to force her when she doesn't want. And then he says the Lushan, Ela Biritzayin Shneim, has to be with the will of both. They both have to be on the same page that they want to engage in physical intimacy. Uvis simchasam. And the joy. There needs to be a simcha in both. Now, in regular married life, when they're both worn out, somewhat tired, we're going to get into that soon, and it's a normal time of Aina, they should not skip it. Even if they're a little down or worried about something, but together they're supporting each other, if a level of simcha is not there as much as it normally would be, an example would be one of them lost a parent, so during Shiva, you can't have relations anyway, but they resume relations and it's still in the Shloshim, a little after the Shloshim, and the one that's an oval in the year in the Shloshim is somewhat sadder, but you don't push off relations because of that. But there needs to be a certain mutual love and whatever joy there is to muster that. That's really the key. Use common sense when you're learning about these B'nai Teisha Midos and not just assume that that's what it is. But one has to be careful. Again, the Tzad HaShava of it is the component of will and love of both husband and wife needs to be there. That the Precious says this in Evan Ezra, Siman Ein Zayin Ois Hei. Tzichin Daito L'Tashmash. You need her full will. And Kolshkin to be in a Daito, you need his full will. Full will, full awareness, full ratzin. And this pagam is not just on a potentially could be on the conception of the child that it brings forth from this union, but it's on themselves too. They themselves have a defective part of their character exhibited if they engage in relations because of these nine factors. So the Ravid brings down that when you're involved in these Tesha Midas, Pogimus Avlad, it could cause damage to the character of the child, but Upogimus Atzmai, he's hurting himself. Shunikra Moirida Pushea, he's called a rebellious one. So regarding that, it's very, very important to recognize this concept. And the truth is, again, I'm going to reiterate, this is such an important thing, that through tshuva, through perfecting, through calling out Hashem, the power of tshuva is unbelievable, even after an act was done. He brings, this is all from Rav Aaron Cohen, a beautiful savior, brings from the Divrei Yecheskel, I think it's the Shin of Erev, in Parshas Nitzavim, on Amol Hashem, Elekeches Levavcha, that Hashem will circumcise your heart, and the hearts of your children. So what does it mean he'll circumcise your heart and the hearts of your children? So he says that there's certain things, sins or bad things that create a pagam on your children. One of them may be, as an example here, of B'nai Tesha Midas, when you had the wrong machshavas during the time of conception. But it doesn't make a difference at the end of the day if you do tshuva. Shavtosha b'tshuva, he says, Amol Hashem es lavavcha, he'll straighten out your heart, and vayidei shatosha b'tshuva shlema, if you do full tshuva, tasser ha-pagam mizarecha gamken. The pagam will disappear from your children also, shabai dechatom shalach, that was caused by your own sins. So if parents knew at the time of conception they had one of these nine midos here, or they were not in their purity of mind, Hashem, through your tshuva, for your rectifying your relationship with your wife, with your husband, and doing it healthier and more proper now and in the right way, Hashem will remove whatever defect there was that was caused in the child. That defect will go away as well. It's mashma that it's misakin the pagama of the tes midas lemifreya through tshuva. It's just mind-boggling what tshuva does. The one difference is a mamzer remains halachically a mamzer, and there's nothing that can be done about that status. But what a mamzer could become, marry a geyer, figure out that part of it, whatever it is, but live a full life of being close and beloved to Hashem, and to have a full life in Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Anything could happen because of tshuva. So these shiurim that we're talking now should not give a person chalisha sadas if they're listening to this and they know, so what am I going to do about those years or those times where our physical union was not in the right way? And the answer is, you fix mikan labo and you do tshuva, everything gets fixed. We're talking now really about the present and what to do going forward, not to agonize over the past, because Hashem cleans that all up through tshuva. Now, even though, and there are going to be proofs from Midrashim and Svarim, that from the wording of the Gemaras, it's all on the husband. The husband can't do these things to his wife. It works the other way around as well. Because a physical union is between two people, husband and wife, they both you need to unite in love and compassion. So she also has responsibilities in all of these cases, as well as the husband. There's no difference between the two. That is the idea. She has to be careful as well. Even though the Gemara phrases it about a man thinking of about another woman during the time of intimacy, the Medrash Tanchumim Bamidbar Perek Tes says, "Bizman sho isha misyachedes imbaila," when the woman is with her husband, the hu mishamishima, and he's with her, "Veliba," and her heart is leish acher, to another man, shoraasa b'derech, that she saw on the road, or whatever it is, "Ein lecha niyuf gadol mizeh," there's no greater adultery than this. It says, "Ho isha hamina efes, tachas ho isha tikach hazarim," a adulterous woman, in place of her husband, she takes strangers. Now, is there any isha that is mena'efes? Yes, the one who, again, that her heart is on somebody else while she is with her husband. So it's not just a one-way responsibility. Just as he needs to focus just on his wife and no one else, she needs to focus on her husband and no one else. Sefer Hasidim says the same thing. right? Shum ish ayhu v'isha, right? Either one, he phrases. He goes so strong that the children are like mamzerim if done the wrong way. Okay, that's harsh language. And the same thing with the Bnei Shikra in the Shulchan Aruch. Aruch Chaim Simen Chafei Siftes, when it talks about Bnei Shikra drunk, not he nor her. Both. It is both ways. They both need to work very hard to be in a loving union together. So when you look at the negative of the nine midas that we are to avoid, we need to understand the opposite of the nine midas, what the aim is to do the exact opposite. Just like we talked many times before, that the archakis of the nida period, is not just the negative of what to stay away with from as a nida period. That itself is a sign that when the nida period is over, those very things that were prohibited become not only permissible, but desirable. The same thing over here. The opposite of the Bnei Meriva, of being antagonistic, is that there's love and peace between them in a very strong way. The Menorah Samar brings down Ner Gimel, Klal Vav, Chelek Hei, Perek Beis. Kishish v'ishay haven zezeh, when they love each other, a man and a wife, a husband and a wife, a Masham Shabbat Pius, and they engage in physical relationship with a pius, with a real affection, a mechavna shi'etimem zerahogan, and if it's a time of conception, they want to have good children. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yimala mishalaysav. Hashem will fulfill their desires, and they'll be zeicher to that. However, if you do like what it says in the Dharm, the reverse will take place, or likely to take place, or very possible to take place. Then, and the Shvili Amunah brings down also, who is a grandson of the Rush, the Shvili Amunah, and the Siv Shlishi. A Meriva means a real fight. Lo Yishamashima, don't be with her physically. Achi B'neim Ahava V'Shalim. Till there is love and there's peace. And again, there are dargas to this. Remember this. Be very careful. You ask a Shaila if you're worried about this, but you cannot separate from each other every time there's a disagreement and you're not fully in the mood or being fully, in a real passionate, loving state all the time. Otherwise, you'll stop and it'll drift apart and everything will crumble. So you have to understand the dargas behind this. You learn, even if you have some irritations with one another, you could be together, you probably should be together. You just work your best at very close to that time. You put it out of your mind and your heart, and we'll deal with whatever our difference is the next day, but we'll be together. That's the ideal. We're talking here when there's real major, major upsetness, something like that. But the ideal is divrei cheshek ahava v'ratzon, like the Ramban says, the thoughts focused on each other in a loving way, words of desire, willingness, love, the opposite of the Bnei Tesmidos over here. Like the Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Brachos, Daf Hei Amud Beis, Yikadosh Atzmi B'Chas Tashmish, sanctify the Yachshei B'Ishtei. Focus on your wife. Focus on your wife. And the Igeres HaTshuvin Rabbeinu Yonah, Yom Shishi, the way it's broken up during the days of the week. Shatei Isha Zahira, a woman needs to be careful. Again, it goes both ways. So he's stressing now the woman part. She's Shalom Bein Noah Bein Bala. There should be peace between her and her husband. V'ti Ahuva Uretzui LaBala. And she should be beloved and appeased to her husband. Because again, he says the reverse is a difficult thing. So all this is basically what the Seder Hayoim brings down in Hanhogas Alayla, Vaklala Oyla, the general principle of all of this is, Sheyased Hadover, you should do the physical act of sexual physical intimacy, be a hava, with a love, the chiba, a special desire, affection, Beretzayna, with her will, over Machshaf Toiba, with his heart on her, the Kavanosai, Lekayim HaMitzah, to do the mitzah, to serve Hashem thereby. So the mitzvahs oina may not be done without thought or feeling. That is the main yesod of it. Feelings of intimacy and love needs to exist between the husband and the man for the mitzvah to be fulfilled properly, which means that we need to incorporate as much love and positive emotion into the union in our own marriages, for this is its purpose, and that's what makes the act kadosh. Having the best intention, doing the mitzvahs aina for the sake of l'shem shemayim is not enough. It needs to be the opposite of those test midos needs to be there. There is no physical union without emotional bonding. That is the key. There cannot be a physical union without emotional bonding. We are human beings. You can enjoy the physical greatly. We talked about if halachically there are leeways and a rav is matir many things. You can do a lot of things. You can enjoy yourself very, very much. We'll talk later of how you make sure not to cross a line of becoming animalistic. But you can enjoy yourself immensely. But it always has to be with the kavana of an emotional bonding and a true joyous love. Bracha v'atzlacha.